You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to Growing Pains. I'm your host, Ginger. Join me and my best friends as we talk about growing up and trying not to break down.
Growing Pains Media.
Hello, Growing Pains Media. So we'll admit the audio quality is probably not as good as you guys are used to.
Yeah.
That is because we are in LA.
California.
In California, where Mo lives, and Yay. We are filming in her apartment on my phone.
So Yay.
I'm so sorry if the audio sucks, but it'll have to do.
It's part of the podcasting career, I guess.
Experience.
Yeah.
Truly. But again, I'm Ginger.
I'm this Morgan.
Morgan, and we are lesbians.
Dating. Yay!
If you hear a little, like, rustle or, like, a little, like, bricks falling.
Yeah, we're building
we're
Legos.
We're building Legos. Bricks falling was crazy.
Bricks falling.
But we thought it'd be special to do an episode together because, as you guys know, I had Mo come down to Vegas to film one episode.
Yeah.
But me and Mo are in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm lucky enough to be able to fly up here and see her. So that is the topic for today's episode.
Yippee!
Also, really quick, song of the week.
Oh.
Song of the day, song of the week, song.
Easily Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan.
Yeah, I said that last week.
You said that last week?
Yeah. We have been listening to that song nonstop.
Yeah, that has been my nonstop listening song. Like, I'm so obsessed with Chapel. I love her.
Yeah. Most
I put Ginger onto Chapel.
Yeah, that's true. One thing about Mo is that she did put me onto Chapel, and I rave about Chapel on the podcast, but
I did like Chapel
first.
Very early. I liked her. I mean, not like 2017. Like, I wasn't there like a 2017 fan, mm-hmm. but I was there.
Before she blew up.
Yeah, I was there before
Coachella.
I was there.
Before Guts Tour.
Mm-hmm. I was there before Red Wine Supernova was released.
That's actually really insane. That's a good way to gauge it.
Yeah.
My song of the week is probably, let me think. I'm gonna do, oh my god, this is taking so long, I'm so sorry guys. My song of the week is Anything by this band Crochet. They're a local band in Las Vegas. Shout out Zach. He's in my guitar class, and it's so funny because it's a beginner to guitar class, but mm-hmm. that kid literally is like very, very good at guitar and outplays everybody, even the teacher. But anyway, I just want to give a shout out to the band. I started listening to them. I forgot the name of my favorite song, so I sound like a fake fan, but listen
fake
to them.
Fake fan.
Fake fan.
I'll listen to them. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we're in California. This is so funny because, like, I don't know. I love that it's a traveling podcast episode. Maybe I'll do this more often. We'll just, like, go out random places.
She's on the move.
And film. But, yeah, today's topic is about long-distance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because Mo was like, so what is your podcast about? And so we had chosen the name Growing Pains. Well, actually, it was Kylie who came up with it.
That's cute.
Because when we were starting the podcast, the girls just moved out into their first apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It was our first year of our freshman, our first semester of our freshman year. And, like, we were all going through crazy, like...
Like, experiences in our life, you know?
Heartbreak, like, insane. And so, it's about, like, growing up and, like, the pains that come with it. Can you guys believe that? Growing pains!
Oh, my God.
But I think something that is unique to me and Mo is the fact that we're in a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
No one in the group, no one else is in a long distance relationship.
Mm-mm.
So that's why we decided this topic, because we're like, we might as well talk about something personal to us that no one else has talked about before.
No, yeah. I do think our relationship is stronger because we are long distance. You know, it's like a different kind of, it's a different kind of,
mm-hmm.
relationship, I feel like. You
100%.
Know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of people who are in long distance relationships can like agree with that, but like it's like a different kind of like growing, you know?
Exactly.
Because you're learning how to be apart from each other.
Yes.
First.
Exactly. And that's fascinating. Because so, you're right. Most people go through that later.
Yeah, most people go through that later. Like, you know, on business trips or anything. I mean, just in general. Or they're like, I mean, my parents, when they first got together, they were together for a while. And then my dad had to go to Colorado. And my mom, they were like long distance for a while. But that wasn't in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like you and I were long distance in the beginning, which I think, and yes. Now still. But like, we still like have opportunities to like see each other yeah. and things like that. So I think that's like why... I think mm-hmm. it's just a huge, I think long distance relationships can really work if the two people are like committed to it.
It's a huge commitment thing.
Only if you're committed, then yeah. it's.
If you're afraid of a commitment, this is
do
not,
not
for
be
you.
A long, do not and, get in long
a long
distance
time,
relationship.
Yeah, I was afraid of yeah. like big commitments because of my previous relationship.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing though.
And so, yeah, I would say, yeah, that's what's interesting is I think because we're younger
mm-hmm.
and I think at this age, it usually goes like when you fall in love, like you're with each other every single day and your friends are like, where the hell are you?
Yeah. Or you're like in college or you're just like, cause you know, you're
yeah.
just like,
you grow up together and you're right. Mm-hmm. We kind of had to do certain things apart. But, again, I think we are really strong. I
oh,
think
yeah.
a big part of it is both of us are big communicators.
Oh
like,
my
we talk
gosh.
About everything.
Yeah.
And I have a belief that you can't over communicate in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you.
You know what I mean? I think it's better to talk about every single thing than to not talk about things. So
because if you don't talk about things, it's just gonna like
yes,
the fester in the relationship, and then mm-hmm. blah blah blah. You know, it just won't. It's something. It'll just get harder. Yeah. You know.
I think our dynamic, just to like tell everybody. So what we met online.
We did.
So we met on Hinge. Mm-hmm. You guys know that. But immediately, and I think this is what really helped and what still helps us now, is we started FaceTiming.
Oh, yeah. Like very immediately.
That is a huge part of our relationship.
Yeah.
Like huge. I mean, because we can't see each other like 20% of the time, 80%
was
FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
And like... I'm a really terrible texter, even now. Like, mm-hmm. even with the girls, I'm terrible at texting.
Honestly, it doesn't even, like, faze me, because mm-hmm. I know they're like, we'll call later. So it's
yeah.
not like it's a... that's not a big issue for me.
I'm a huge FaceTimer, and, mm-hmm. and I think that really helped us. But, yeah, it's funny, because, like, I guess we're still new into long-distance relationships, but mm-hmm. it's really healthy. I don't think... I'm going to be so honest. I know that couples probably go through really rough patches with it. And, like, I don't want to, like, say we won't. I'm
right.
sure that's normal. But I think we've been really strong
mm-hmm.
for a growing relationship. I think, in my opinion, that's probably where long distance is the hardest, is when you're first starting to date.
Right.
When me and Mo, so Mo, the first time we ever met, she came down for Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
So we already explained, you already lived in Vegas and you went to, you go to California for school. So that's
yeah, I go to, can I say the
you wanna,
name?
You want to dox yourself?
Yeah, I guess I go to AMDA in Hollywood, California.
Mm-hmm.
Right
she
next
lives
to the
at
Capitol Records building.
blah,
my address
blah, blah,
blah. Is blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it's I grew up in Vegas since I was, how old was I? Maybe
middle
like,
school?
Middle school,
like
yeah.
Beginning of middle school?
Beginning of middle school. And then I lived there my whole life. And then I moved to
mm-hmm.
moved to wherever I am now, I guess. But yeah, I think, what were we even talking about? I got distracted.
We were
like,
just
I just started dissociating as I was talking. Like, I was like, oh, you my school?
We were just talking about how, like, this is our circumstance. So Mo goes to California for school,
oh, yeah,
but her
yeah,
family
yeah.
lives in Vegas, so
yeah.
that's why she comes down.
Yeah, my family lives in Vegas. I'm like a 4-hour drive, so I make
mm-hmm.
the drive a lot. But I've driven
yes.
the drive so many
Mo
times already.
Mo takes her little Kia Soul like up and down to Vegas,
no, literally.
Like all the time.
It doesn't, like, it's just so, the drive is actually really easy now. And, like, if you, like, kind of listen to good music, then you're fine. Like,
yeah.
it's like if you're...
And by good music, Wicked soundtrack.
No, okay, you have to perform the entirety of the Wicked soundtrack or you're not making it. Like, it's true. It's just, like, how am I going to make it if I don't listen to Wicked?
We love Wicked here.
We love
I'm
Wicked.
I'm not a theater kid, though. Don't get it twisted.
Ginger is a theater
okay.
kid.
All right, moving
An
on.
In denial theater kid.
Moving on.
Girl, you know Hamilton.
All right. Everyone knows Hamilton. That's
okay.
not a fair one because everyone
right.
knows.
Right, but listen.
But listen, you know Hamilton in a different way. You're like,
I do.
Me and the girls watch it once a week.
Okay. Wow, you outed the girls
I too. Did. I'm sorry, guys. It's the truth. You guys watch it a lot. You watch it more than me.
I'm a Hamilton lover. But Simo comes down pretty often. I mean, your family still lives there, but
yeah.
We met
online.
Online, but then met in person.
Mm-hmm. But we also have a Thanksgiving break. Lot of... We have a lot of
invisible string
moments. We have a lot of invisible string moments.
I know we explained that before, but like basically me and Mo had been in the same rooms at the same time, knew the same people. I had been to LVA several times.
Literally, no. It's we were always like, we were very much connected, like without even realizing. Like we had mutual friends even when we weren't even together, but
yeah. But we met at the right time. It's funny. We probably met before. But I'm sure I think we really got to know each other at the right time. But yeah, so Mo comes down for breaks, and so she came down Thanksgiving break.
Mm-hmm.
The very first, like, day we met, we were like, yeah, we're gonna be a couple.
Yeah.
We literally, like, kissed first date.
I remember being in the car with Ginger and going, so are we gonna date? Or, like it was, I think it was in the first 5 seconds, and I was like, can we please? Like,
because I've been psyching myself out. I knew I really liked Mo, and obviously I really like Mo. And I was like, but I can't be too fast. So I was like, no, let's wait a little bit. So we met the first day. And then the second day, I was like, will you be my girlfriend? But it worked out. And this is the most beautiful, transformative, like, mm-hmm. experience to be in love with you. And, not to get too cheesy.
It's so corny.
I know. Not to get too cheesy, but I think a big part of it, and I know all of you have heard this before, but to be known is to be loved. Right? To be loved is to be known.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that we understand each other in a very, very deep and beautiful way. Like, Mo knows parts for me that I haven't shown anybody ever.
Yeah.
And I think being understood and being truly, truly, like, I don't have to doubt. Like, you just know me. Like, you know me, and I know that's love.
Yeah. I that's why I think long distance, it... Like, not to say, like, everyone should try it, but truthfully, like, it's a really, it grows, like, you grow in a different way, in a different pace, I feel like, than people, I feel like you and I, like, seem like we've been dating for, like, 2 years.
Yes, I think.
Because we've been long distance.
It's a bit mature, like, it's really, like, you mature a little more.
Yeah, it's in a different way, like, you have to trust your partner, and that's the biggest thing.
Yes.
Like, it's, like. It's like you just have to do all of that trust, and it's kind of wild when I don't know. It's a different form of trust.
Yeah,
I mean, I know I've just said that like 12 times, but it's like a different.
It's true.
You know what I mean? It's just like a different. It's different than how.
Yeah.
Not to say that every other relationship doesn't move at that pace, but it's like a lot of long distance relationships move in a certain way. Like we
100%.
You know, because we can't be there physically. So it's like, what else are we going to like what we need to talk? What are we going to talk about?
Exactly.
You know? So then it's like you talk and then you grow. And then even when we're in person, I feel like you and I have like very, very real conversations.
Yeah.
Like, I just remember like in the car, you know, whenever Ginger and I are in person, it's like we're very.
Yeah.
We're still very open. And I think that's something that's really beautiful. There's, we can't really hide anything from each other. Like very. I'm very see-through with
very transparent with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say, I mean, we got to talk about like the hard parts of long distance too.
Oh yeah.
Besides, because we both are like when we're with each other, like we show love, like with like our physical language, mm-hmm. like, you know, we hold hands or I rub your back. Like mm-hmm. I hold
just like
your
small
arms.
Physical. Things.
Yeah. Like I think obviously it's hard. There's some days where, we're calling and I'm like, Mo, I just really wish you were here right now.
Yeah.
Really, there are days where it just gets.
Or like, I'll have a hard day at school or, you know, like, hard day just with people around me and I'll just be like, Ginger, like, you are my person. Like, I really wish you were here.
I really wish. Yeah, I think that is a hard part. I also think. Oh my God, sorry, Friends is going on in the background and Robin Williams is in this episode.
That's love crazy. Robin Williams. Have I told you about how I met him in my dream? Like, I feel
that's crazy.
Not to be like spiritual. Okay, we're skipping. Not to be like spiritual or anything, but like I was obsessed with Robin Williams growing up. Like, he was, like, my favorite person in the world. And when I found out that he died, I was shattered. Yeah. I was super shattered.
It was really sad.
I was shattered. And especially from suicide was, like, so gut-wrenching. Yeah, and I love Robin Williams. Sorry we're jumping from long distance.
Don't be sorry.
I love Robin Williams. Like, yeah. I've watched probably, like, every single thing of his. I'm going to be so real with you. I had a Time magazine that I used to sleep with, that I used to, like, carry everywhere. It had every single one of his movies, his shows, everything in it. And I used to watch them all. And I was so obsessed with him. And I was just, like, connected to him in a very specific way that I could never explain. And then one night, I had a dream that I was in this big iridescent room.
Whoa.
And he was wearing one of my hats. Because I had shaved my head for Kids with Cancer, and they gave me this hat when I was younger, like this huge, like, leprechaun hat for it. Because, you know, I had a bald head, and they were like, oh, I don't want you to get cold. And he was wearing the St. Baldrick's hat in my dream.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, you're Robin Williams. I'm like, what? Like, in 10? I'm like 10. And he was like, yeah, I am. He was like, you're really missing me right now, aren't you?
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, I am. And, like, we had a whole, like, conversation in my sleep. So that's why I'm always just like, I've met Robin Williams. Like, I feel like I've met, like,
I've literally
met his.
Like, deeper than
not his ghosts, but I feel like I've, like, spiritually, I think I, like,
that's fascinating.
I met him, and that happened to me a couple times. That happened to me before, like, my cousin died and things like that. Like, I met him. Yeah, like, it
dreams
was
dreams are really powerful.
It was crazy because I knew that, like, when she died, like, I had a wild dream. She was just like, hey, like, I'll see you later, like, in the dream. And I was like, oh, and I woke up and they were like, hey, she passed. Like, it was just crazy. Yeah. Like, that's happened to me all the time. So, like, I'm very spiritual with that kind of stuff. I just feel like
I agree. Sorry, not to cut you off.
No,
dreams are very, like, I don't know. It's also, like, where I figure things out.
Yeah.
Like,
They always mean something.
Yeah, always. I'm super, super, like, deep about my dreams. Like, I take it very, very... Not. I don't want to say too seriously, but I take them...
Mm-hmm. I used to interpret people's dreams. Like, I always just be like... They also used to be like, Morgan, what do you think this means? And I would always be like... I was always kind of good at it, you know? Like, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I should have got The Psychology of Dreams by Freud.
I know. We went to Barnes & Noble yesterday, and it's a three-story Barnes & Noble.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful, guys.
It's so beautiful. It's in The Grove at...
Shout out The Grove.
Yeah, shout out The Grove. I love The Grove.
We love The Grove. We went... And first of all, yes, we did go to Barnes & Noble. But Taylor has her pop-up.
For the torture that comes out today.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, she had her pop-up for it. And we were like, oh, cool, the line's not
that long. We have to have like a listening party. Like, we have to have like a party, you and I.
Guys, we'll have a party. But
you're all invited.
You're all invited. Please join our Spotify listening link.
You know?
I know. I don't know if I'll be able to beep.
No, I know. That's why I did.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. But we were like, oh, don't worry. The line's not that long. And it was it went on for blocks and blocks. The reason didn't think it was long is because they have to have breaks in between the lines because people are walking through and you can't cover stores.
No, and so, like, we went to the first block and they're like, oh, this line. And we were like, oh, okay, so it's not that bad. And we went to the second line and they were like, oh, one more down.
Yeah, one more down.
And it was around, completely, like, around, like, the whole mall.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And
we just looked at it from afar. Like, it's, we will admit the, pop-up itself was really
small. It's actually small.
Like, tiny.
But, you know, like, Ginger and I were, like, we are huge Taylor Swift fans.
Yes.
Like, that was something that actually, like, early on in the relationship that we bonded over.
Oh, yeah.
That we were, like, very much,
I was like, hee hee, what's your favorite Taylor songs?
Yeah.
I'm in love with you.
Literally, like, that's very much how it was. And, you know, I'm a huge Swiftie. So is Ginger. We both saw her in concert.
Yeah.
I saw her at the Arizona tour. I don't even live in Arizona.
And that is so funny.
I literally went and
flew. You saw Paramore, right?
Yeah, it's because I had to see Paramore. So, like, I bought the tickets and I took Harper. Took my best friend Harper. And, it was so fun. And I remember, like, oh my God, it was just, like, the best night of my life. Like, I am Jewish, but I've never felt religious. I've never felt more religious than I was at the Taylor Swift concert. Like, I remember her.
You're like, God is in this.
Like,
room.
I was literally, Jesus is here. I was praising. Like, I was like, what
oh
is
my
it
God,
like?
The
when
worship
you,
hands?
When you worship hands? I've never worshipped hands in my life. And I was like,
that is so funny.
Back when we were still changing for the better. I was yow. I was
like, that was like, yeah.
That was most
that was the gospel.
No, literally. Oh my God, I think it was a Reputation was where I was the most, like, religious. Like,
really? It was like, Folklore. I was like,
Folklore, I was super, like, religious, but, like, the worship hands, I started doing those during Reputation.
That is so funny.
And I've never been, like, I was like, whoo, like,
hey, Reputation.
What was the song? Is it, use it for the rest of my life? That one?
Ah, no.
don't blame me.
Yeah, I was worship hands those. And I remember, like, I
just remember. This is the funniest you ever said.
I love Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift.
We love Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor Swift. We love Taylor Swift.
That was a big thing, actually, to kind of tie back into long-distance relationships. Me and Mo are very, very connected to music.
Through music.
So music was huge. Playlists were huge. Listening to the same songs, like, and making each other love playlists. We're like so huge. But like, yeah, guys, long distance relationship, it's hard. And I wouldn't say, like, obviously if you don't have to be in a long distance relationship,
then you don't have to. Don't
like
do
I would
it,
recommend,
you know?
Like, hey, like, if you could do it in person, but it's worth it for Mo. And
I
it's always gonna be worth it.
It's always worth it for you. I think the big thing, if you want it to work, then it'll work.
Exactly. I think we both had to be like, okay, this is going to be hard.
Yeah, no. It's because this is actually my first real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a situationship, real relationship.
Yeah.
And you were in a previous relationship before this. But
I feel, you know what's ironic? As I feel closer to you than I ever did to that person. And that person lived in the same
state. which is why it's crazy that you and I think, if you're listening to this and you're like in a moment where, I don't know, maybe there's someone that you really want to be with, but it is going to be long distance.
Yeah.
I would say it's worth it.
It's worth it. But again, you guys have to have the same.
Not priorities, but.
Well, same priorities, same values, same idea for this relationship, same commitment. You have to have the same effort.
Yeah. You have to put in the work. It can't just be.
Exactly.
Just be one person putting everything in. But I also think in relationships, it always balances out because one person can have a relationship where it's like sometimes like they can't give all 100%.
Yeah.
They can't give 50%. So they give if they give 30%, then the other person makes up for that. But I think that's the big thing about relationships is it balances out. It's always going to go back to 100%.
I heard Michelle Obama say that.
Yeah, that's literally where my mom got it. My mom told me that. So
where,
it's like,
you know, if Mo was giving, she's like, I can only give 20 right now, and then I'll be like, I can give 80.
Yeah, and if it's the opposite.
Because that's normal, you know? But like, if someone is.
But constantly, if it's like 20%.
Yes. If someone continually will put an effort into a relationship, that is speaking a thousand words. That's enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, long distance is something I thought I was never capable of. So
before me and
Mo were dating, sorry, not to cut you off.
No.
Before me and Mo had started dating, I remember I went to the girls and I was like, there's this girl I really like, but she lives in California. I just don't know if it'll like
work out. Yeah.
And you know, that stereotypical of like, oh, would you ever do long distance? And I'd be like, no, I could never. Like, I would never.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, I feel like if anyone were to meet Mo, which Mo is such a beautiful person, how do you not fall in love with her?
Oh, stop it.
But I met her and I had to get really serious. And it was a moment to myself. I realized, I was like, no, I want to do this and I want to do it with her.
Yeah.
And I know that eventually with how our futures, because we're both like, we have goals. Like, we have really big, like, life goals, career goals.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about five-year plans, like, our five-year plans. Mm-hmm. And I do believe there's going to be a future where me and Mo will get to live together and see each other. And, again,
I think it's all about combining your futures 100%. Together, you know? If we each have a five-year plan and then we just figure out how to work with each other to do that, then I think then there's nothing wrong with it.
And, like, one thing I did, like, my parents have brought this up. I kind of want to bring it up, too, where they're like, well, do you ever think, like, things would, like your relationship's only really good because it's long distance? Like, what if you guys, like, live together and then you realize it's not,
mm-hmm.
like, all, like, fun and kittens and unicorns and rainbows?
Right.
Whatever. And I remember thinking about that question because it kind of scared me because I was like, is that true? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
But I truly, truly think that if me and Mo had the opportunity to not be long distance, we would take it. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree.
And, like, me and Mo, so we've done, like, longer trips together, or, like, she stayed. 11-11, make a wish, guys. She stayed down in Vegas for a week, and I came up for, like, 5 days. When I came up for 5 days, because Mo has an apartment,
mm-hmm.
we kind of, like, lived together
mm-hmm.
and saw what that's like.
Yeah, and it was really, really nice.
Really nice. I don't think long distance is the only thing keeping us strong. Does that make sense?
No, not at all.
So I do think that if we were able to shift to in-person and living together or being with each other, we could do it.
Yeah.
I would want that right now.
Me too.
And it's hard because we don't have the opportunity to have that right now. But it's okay.
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's hard. Sometimes I have to like encourage myself and be like, don't worry, Ginger. You're going to see her soon.
Right.
The longest we've gone is like a month and a half without seeing each other.
Almost 2 months, I think.
Almost 2 months without seeing each other. And it was hard.
Yeah. Normally it's like I come down, you come up, I come down, you come up. We take turns. So we do take turns. So it's not like, but sometimes like it's easier for me to come down.
Yeah. Also shout out Mama G. Cause I kind of like love telling this story. So I remember I told Mom I was dating you and I was like, this is going to be a long distance relationship. And Mama was skeptical. Uh-huh. She's like, okay. She's like, well, the next time you can see her, if you ever want to fly up to see her.
Right, yeah.
You have to wait until you're dating for a year.
Mm-hmm. That was when I first met your
mom,
too.
This is when you first came down over Thanksgiving. Yes. And I was so discouraged. I was like, what? I have to wait a year? And I was, you know, I'm going to be so honest. I'm so dramatic. I was like, I can't believe she said that. But I also understood. I saw Mom and I was like, you know what? I respect what
but
you
I also
say.
Was like, okay, like, this is your daughter. Like, I'm not going to, like.
Exactly.
I'm never going to be like, no, fly up here on your own. Yeah, like, no. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm always going to respect your mother's wishes and your father's wishes. And I know you're always
going to. Me, too. I'm always going to respect my parents and your parents' wishes. I was just dramatic and petty. But in reality, I was like, you know what? I know Mama. What Mama's really telling us is we have to prove that, like, this is serious and that we're committed to each other.
Yeah.
But I remember my mom. I took Mo to the house when we all first met. And she met my family, and Mama's like, hey, Mo, you know, Ginger's going to have to wait until you're dating to fly up and see you. Mm-hmm. And Mo looked at my mom, and she smiled, and she said, okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. And my mom, when I came back home that night, she was like, I really liked that. She was like, because Mo wasn't worried.
No.
You didn't see any fear. You know, you didn't see of like, oh, a year. It's like, no, Mo was like, yeah. Sure. And so ever since then, my mom really, really liked you because you weren't afraid of a little challenge.
No.
And then, a couple months after that, mm-hmm. Mom was like, oh, by the way, me and Mo booked you a surprise flight for your birthday to go see.
Your mom actually had messaged me and was like, hey, like, I want to get Ginger a ticket up to see you for her.
Mama loves Mo. She might be, like, all tough about it and be like, whatever. But Mama loves
Mo. She's the best. Okay, so. My parents, my family love you.
I love your family.
They love you. Like, it's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm on the phone with you, I mean, whenever I'm on the phone with my parents or anything, they're like, how's Ginger?
Oh, my parents are the same thing.
Even my grandma. Like, my grandmother's like, how's Ginger?
I do want to say one thing, and I know the episode's ending soon, but this, I do want to tell everyone this because it means a lot to me. As you guys know, my past relationship had come from, so she was in a Mormon family, mm-hmm. and she herself had not been completely out when we had been together. Mm-hmm. And so it was really difficult because family to me is a really huge thing. And with her family, I never got the opportunity to really know them.
Yeah.
Or for them to really like me. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't support gay people. They didn't support. I say didn't support. They were truly, truly, really against it.
Yeah.
So it's not that they didn't support. They were really, really against it.
It just wasn't. It's just not in the belief.
And I remember that being really hard because I'm a very. I wanted her family to like me so bad, mm-hmm. and I wanted them to, you know, I don't know. I wanted them to like me so bad, and I couldn't control it. They hated me. And going and meeting Mo's family and seeing how they welcomed me with open arms, and they hugged me, and they immediately were like, we are supportive of your relationship.
Yeah.
Was so huge to me. I'm going to get emotional.
Oh. I also have a gay grandmother.
Yeah, Mo has gay grandmas. But I remember it was during Christmas time, and Mo's dad came down because I had a Christmas present for them, and it was a bunch of cookies. And
loves cookies.
Yeah, your mom was busy with a meeting, but I go into your house, and your dad really hugs me. Oh, I'm gonna cry. Your dad, like, hugs me.
Oh,
and
man.
I remember... I was like, okay, all right, Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Here's your gift. And I wrote them a letter, too, a really sweet letter. And I walk out the door, and I start crying. And I call my mom, and she's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, no, I'm happy. I was like, her dad hugged me. And it was something so small. But it was huge to me because I just never thought I'd get to experience that. But we are at the end of the ep, so thank you guys so much for listening.
Shout out my dad. Good hug, Driver.
Yes, we love you guys.
Love you.
Sorry that the audio is a little bad, but
meh.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye, squad.
Thank you so much for listening to Growing Pains. You can follow us on Instagram at Growing Pains Gram or on TikTok at Growing Pains Talk. Hope you tune in next week.